The Lord spoke to me years ago before I came to Brooklyn, and oh, it just melted my soul. He said, son, you're so dutiful. You strive so hard to please me, and that does not please me. He said, I want you to be my lover. I want you to love me. I want you to live just for the love of me. And then he explained it, and I wish I had a copy of that message, but I don't. But he says, whatever you do during the day, do it for the love of me, just for the love of me. When you shave yourself, do it for the love of me. Or when you pass out the books in church, or whatever you do. Oh, if any man love me. You know how different things are when you do it for the love of Jesus Christ, and because you're in his presence, and because he dwells within you, and because you know that he does it for you. How different everything is that Jesus does. How different is the ministry that Jesus takes over. How different is your smile when Jesus smiles through you. How different when he talks through you. How often you hear the voices of men and women, and there's a worldly twang in it. It hurts you. It hurts. The devil's in it. How different when the unction of the Spirit of God is in your voice. I'm thinking of some people now that had a power voice. Whatever they talked about, God was in their voice. You could feel it. It would draw you to Jesus. Jesus did it for them. Beloved, he says that you might be rich. He wants you and me to be rich. We'll never be rich until he himself becomes the wealth of our souls. The Lord is my life.